This is Jeremy Beasley. You're listening to H10 Hanshin Tigers English News.
Thanks, Bees. We're back with a fresh episode just for you, fellow Hanshin Tigers fan. Welcome to episode 196 on this cloudy Monday. What are we today? April the 8th, I believe, 2024. I'm the founder of H10 T-Ray, and joining me from Hawaii is Sanjay. Aloha, brother.
Aloha, brother T-Ray. April 7 here still. And man, ready for Hanshin.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all? Well, today is a day off for the team, but that's not stopping us from talking about the team because we got to do something on our day off, right?
There you go.
And so we're going to do that. We are going to talk today about our first impressions of the 2024 Hanshin Tigers. So, Sanjay, if you're ready for your Hanshin Tigers HT dopamine, let's give it to the fans.
Let's do this.
Rumors and news.
Rumors and news. Rumors and news.
We got a bit of a short one for you here, folks, on the rumors and news. And we're going to go back to the OBs. Actually, to the OB would be the old boys, right? The yeah. OG in English, maybe, the original gangsters, right?
Or Oji-san in Japan.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So 2016 through, when did he stop with the team? 19, maybe. Four seasons, I think, right?
I think 19, yeah.
Rafael Dolis, he was our closer for a number of years. I think he led the league in saves once or twice. He is in Shikoku, the Island League. Sanjay, what team did he join out that way?
You know, this article doesn't say.
Okay. Well, there are four teams there. There's like the Ehime Orange Pirates. The
Kochi
Fighting Dogs.
Yeah, it just says Kochi, but yeah, Fighting Dogs. Yeah.
The Fighting Dogs, yes. They are the team that Kyuji Fujikawa played for a while. Daichi Ishii played there as well. So they got a bit of a Tigers pipeline. I don't think he's aiming to make a comeback because if I'm not mistaken, he would be 36 years old now. Something like that.
He is 36. And yes. After he left the Blue Jays, he played in the Mexican League for a bit. So,
right. Well, hoping he enjoys his Japan adventure. And has some great success on Shikoku, and maybe he can come out to Koshien and take part from the stands in the Arenpa.
Or throw out a first pitch or something. Who knows?
Yeah, that'd be pretty fun too. Right. Let's move on. Let's talk about another pitcher. And one of my favorites that I pretty much talk about every time we have a show, even though there's not a ton of news, but Haruto Takahashi, right? Bionic yeah. Left arm that he's coming back with through live BP for the first time in 883 days. He went up against Inoue. And I believe Inoue is injured right now because I haven't seen him in the farm lineup. So he hit a massive home run against Haruto in live BP, but at least he is out there doing that. And that is just one more step on his road to recovery. So I'm happy and excited about that.
We're waiting for you, Haruto.
Indeed, indeed we are. Another pitcher. I guess we can get into a little bit of the farming and the call-ups and stuff because our boy Keito Monbetsu, another lefty, got sent down to the farm, not for anything that he did poorly on the top squad in his couple of relief appearances, but rather because they want him to get back into starting, right? He was a reliever on the top squad. They're putting him down on the farm to kind of recondition him to throw in long innings.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to his comeback.
They said that he's like in a league, in a different league. In other words, better than anybody else in the minors.
Well, it's crazy. In his first outing, upon kind of getting his numbers back up, his pitching numbers didn't get much higher because he pitched four innings, but it only took him 34 pitches to get through.
Yeah.
So that's like Fujinami. It's like a long Fujinami inning. Or yeah.
Ooh, you went there.
Ouch. So sorry. Okay, so I think that might actually be it for the rumors and news as far as the Japanese players, but do you hear something?
Did you hear something?
Coming in from around the world, foreign imports.
Sanjay, we got to talk about our foreigners, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We got some news on some of them. We'll start, actually, we got news on basically four of them, right? And we'll start with the best news of all. And that would be our man who started the show, Bees, Jeremy Beasley, who has thrown a couple of times down on the farm in actual games, has not allowed a run, totaling, this is two outings, three innings, no runs against, and no physical issues and three strikeouts. So, and I sent him a short message saying, hey, it's good to see you that you're back on the mound. And he goes, I can't wait to get back on the top squad.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. You heard it from the horse's mouth.
Yes, yes. And hopefully he will be a workhorse for the Hanshin Tigers going forward. Another guy that threw live BP, Jose Betances, right? Our Ikuse, our development player, 24-year-old from the Dominican Republic, threw his first live BP on the 6th, 27 pitches. They did not tell me the results of those 27 pitches, but he's throwing from the mound. That's great.
Good stuff. Bring it on.
Betances is also pretty active on the old Instagram. So if you follow him, and you can find that link on H10, I've got a whole page with all the players' social media accounts. It's your one-stop shop for Hanshin Tigers follows. And so I follow him, and he does a lot of the stories on there. And I caught him at the Roko Island players' apartment. And I know he's not living there, but I still just sent him a comment on his story. I was like, hey, are you living there? And I sent it in Spanish, my very limited Spanish. He's like, no, I live in the team dorm. And so I replied back like, hey, so was this Mieses' apartment or Guerra's? And he didn't reply, but that's fine.
But you got a response from him.
I did.
Cool.
So I'm working on my Spanish. I'll tell you this. I'll tell you, Sanjay. I'll tell the listeners. I'm using Duolingo, and I'm trying to at least put in like 5-10 minutes, you know, just that little bit, just to be able to familiarize myself with some vocab, be able to string together some very simple sentences. So we'll see how she goes.
All right.
Yes. All right. Let's move on. We'll talk about a couple of firsts, and we're kind of getting into the recaps, but yet at the same time not, because we're just giving you a couple of, again, these kind of big milestones. And we'll start with the second-year quote-unquote veteran, Sheldon Noisy, who recorded his first career stolen base.
Yay!
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. I didn't see it, did you?
I did, actually, yeah. And it was it could have been a strike him out, throw him out, but he was in there way early.
Nice. So it was probably then a hit-and-run call, and he just...
We're not sure that it was a hit-and-run call. And he had a good jump because it was a breaking ball. So yeah, but still, he was in there, no question about it. And he said he wants to run more in the future.
Good stuff. You know, I like his aggressiveness and his desire to just keep getting better and doing more. You know, we talked about this last year where he said, I don't like getting pulled from games for a defensive replacement. And this year it's, I want to run. So bring it on.
Yeah.
We'll see that he's contributed in other ways as well real soon. But right now we'll talk about another first, and that would be our first year closer or not closer, right? Co-closer, Javi, right? Recorded his first career NPB save.
So apparently they're saying it's a double closer. So he and Zach Attack taking turns.
And so far they're both perfect on the year. Like whether they're the setup guy or the closer, neither has allowed a run in their multiple appearances. And I think they've probably each thrown maybe four mounds in these first nine games.
I think that sounds about right. Yeah. And the cool thing is that Javi's save came because it was a tie ball game.
Yes.
And
in the ninth?
In the ninth, yeah. And he came in the 10th.
Yes.
And got the save. Yeah.
And we'll get into that real soon. We're going to be recapping the action right away here. But first, let's give some shout outs to the patrons who are helping us have a podcast. So we're going to give the shout outs right now. Bring them down in order. We're going with Chris Hood, Carlo McDonald, Michael Lim, Peter, Philip Cox, Blaine, Jay Wassner, Christian Jin, Janne Rasanen, Blair Einerson, Conrad, Jamie Owens, Joe, Daniel Mariano, Ian Hadle, Mario, Thomas, William Schofield, Sean Gray, Zorni, Stephen Green, and Rick Silvers. Thank you all patrons for your kindness and generosity.
Okini patrons.
Recap. So Sanjay, our first chance to do proper recaps. I mean, we did them during the spring training, but they were always just really short. We just kind of said scores and maybe one thing that happened in the games.
Yeah, because they didn't count.
Now we're actually going to do a little bit more. Yeah, because they didn't count. And we didn't like how the games were going anyway, so it wasn't all that fun to report on them in the first place. Well, now we actually get to report on some games. And I almost feel like we can breeze over these first two games. I don't know about you. Opening day, we are at the Tokyo Dome against the Yomiuri Giants. And one of the teams played like defending champs and the other didn't. Ouch.
Ooh. Yeah, we can breeze through these.
That said, I will say, like, you know, baseball's a game of inches, and I was disappointed in the final score. Let's get it out there. It was a 4-0 loss. But, you know, all sorts of things could have made this the opposite score, or at least one more in favor of the Hanshin Tigers. So there was some defense that we have to talk about. I think it was in the fourth inning where Morishita came up with one out and runners on first and second, and he hit a scorcher to the right center gap. And Kajitani on their team made a diving catch, not only preventing runs, but also doubling up. I think Nakano was on first. Mm-hmm. The result being that it was an inning-ending double play. So that could have been two runs. Instead, it was zero. And as you know, we ended up with zero runs. And then later in the game, that same Kajitani hit a two-run home run. That was in the bottom of the fifth, I believe it was. Sorry, this was the bottom of the top of the third that had happened. And the bottom of the fifth, Kajitani hit the home run. The Tigers did not record any hits after the third inning. And that was the end of them. So Aoyagi not looking too crisp in this one, Sanjay. I don't know what you thought.
Yeah, he didn't look as crisp as he did during the preseason. But also, I blame all this on, I don't know how to pronounce his first name, but Odor.
Oh, yeah.
Up and left the Giants just because he didn't want to go to the farm team.
Yep.
And because of that, Kajitani got the start, and Kajitani was like playing out of his mind.
And it's easy to blame the foreigners, isn't it? Yeah. We've learned that from NPB over the past several decades.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. Yeah. So there you go. Interestingly, like Kajitani seems to be made of glass, and it seems like he has those couple of good plays every season, and then he gets hurt and misses the rest of the season. Actually, he got farmed sometime this past week. Not that this is a Giants news show, but just so you know, maybe that diving catch might have, you know, caused him some pain, and now he's not playing on the top squad anymore. Ha ha.
Can I add a tidbit that's, again, not Hanshin news, but yep. It seems that Tsutsugo, Yoshitomo Tsutsugo, is going to sign with the Giants.
Yes. Yes, I did hear that. And to that, I say, so what? His defense is atrocious, and he hasn't done anything in the last 4 years to show that he's going to be a force anymore. And the Giants don't need more hitting anyways. So I really don't get what they're doing.
Well, they apparently is to replace Odor is what it was.
Ah, I see. Well, it doesn't matter because Odor's defense was going to be atrocious as well. And honestly, like the Giants, I don't understand their acquisition thing. I think they like to do it just as a flex, but they're not actually addressing their true needs, and they're not actually looking at the character and the quality of player that they're picking up, which is why, like, Odor was a dumb pickup in the first place. Okay, yes, let's not go off on too much of a tangent, but that was a really stupid move by them. You know, you look at his personality, he was a very volatile character. He's not a natural outfielder, you know, much like Noisy, but at least Noisy has got good character, right?
Yes, agreed.
And of course, the press is going to get lazy and say, yeah, you know, Odor has hit, you know, 100 and whatever career home runs, and he has three seasons of 30 plus home runs. Well, guess how many have happened in the 2020s? None. So, you know, he hasn't done anything lately. So all this stuff to say, like, I don't think it was a good pickup to begin with.
Yeah. They had to do their homework. They didn't.
Right. And I'm not going to call anyone out, but I do know one of their international scouts, and I really hope it wasn't him because he's a former Hanshin Tiger player. And if he's listening right now, I'm not going to name names, but if he is listening, then he knows this. And I don't think it's him. I like to believe that he's got better taste than that.
It's not him.
Good. Okay. I'll take your word for it. Let's move on to game two, but there's really not a ton to talk about here either. Tigers, again, failed to get on the scoreboard the whole game. In the bottom of the sixth, Okamoto and Sakamoto hit back-to-back home runs. Those were the first three runs for the Giants. was a two-run job and then a solo shot, and they got some insurance in the bottom of the seventh. Otake, five innings pitched, three runs against. Ishii, one inning pitched, two runs against. And once again, Sanjay, the same thing happened as in game one, right? Okamoto made an outstanding defensive play. It was a poorly bunted ball by Sakamoto, but Okamoto with a diving catch to prevent that. And I think they even got the double play on that.
They got the double play on that. Yeah.
Yes. And then the very next inning or the very next time he's up at bat, he hits the home run. So it's just a repeat of day one. We lose 5-0 this time instead of 4-0. 18 straight innings of no runs scored for our defending champion, Hanshin Tigers. I don't like it.
Yeah. At this point, like, we're starting to sweat a little bit.
Yeah. What has happened to our team? I mean, I know they struggled in the spring, but I also know that it's Tokyo Dome, where the Tigers did excellently last year. It's not a hard place to get hits or hit home runs in. So I was really starting to get worried. And the trend actually continued on Sunday as we try to avoid the sweep and try to get some runs on board. All we needed was, I shouldn't say we needed, but two shutout innings to give ourselves the crown of shame for longest streak of no runs scored to start a season by a CL team. And we did it because for seven innings, we got nothing. So 25 innings of scoreless ball. The good news is Saiki, even though he wasn't at his best, he got himself into a lot of trouble in a lot of innings. He went six innings and allowed no runs. So after six innings, after seven innings, it's still 0-0. Top of the eighth, Morishita hits a three-run home run. And then in the top of the ninth, we got one, I think it was an RBI G3 or some G something. And then Obata hit a solo home run. So
that was a video review, right? Overturn.
Yes, that's right. It was originally called a double. And Okada came out and said, no, check that again. I think it cleared the wall. I knew it did because I saw it hit a fan. And sure enough, it cleared the wall. So his second career home run. But the good news is the Tigers win 5-0. So they basically get even for the previous day. And we're still down, 2-1 in the season series, but at least we didn't go home 0-3.
That's right. And that was a huge difference because you don't ever want to be 0-3 to start a season. Flashback a couple years ago.
Yeah. Yes, the 0-9. Ouch. Yeah, for sure. Well, I thought this might propel the Tigers to greater things. And in some ways, like it sort of did, because at least we didn't, get shut out the rest of the way here. However, we start our home 2024 at Kyocera Dome, and Murakami's on the mound, and he gave up four runs in the first inning.
Four unearned runs.
Correct. Whose error was it again? Was it number eight?
At the hot corner, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, I believe so. He's already got two E's on the season. Another one going to be coming later in this show. But So then he allowed an actual earned run in the third inning, but that was it. He went three innings. Fortunately, his ERA is just three because only the one run counts against him. The team fought back with one run in the bottom of the first on a Nakano RBI single, which was right after, I think, a Chikamoto triple. And then in the bottom of the sixth, Kinami with a solo home run. And then in the bottom of the eighth, Morishita with an RBI G5. So it's a 3-5 or 5-3. Loss.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned this before, but Morishita has got that clutch gene, though. He makes things happen.
Yeah. I mean, he opened the scoring for us this season, and then he brought us closer in this one here as well. And I believe that G5 was actually a well-hit ball. He going into yesterday's game, and we'll get to this again real soon, but he was in last place for batting average in the Central League among qualified hitters. That said,
but he has go ahead.
Yeah, he's also leading, or he was second, I believe, in RBIs.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So clutch all the way.
Right. The other thing is, like, he had some really well hit balls. Like, I think it was the Saturday game that we were shut out against the Giants. He had a couple, or maybe it was Friday, a couple of foul balls that were just west of that left field pole. And then again, he had that gapper that was caught by Kajitani miraculously. So it's not like he's, swinging the bat poorly or hitting the ball very weakly. It's just the game of inches that was getting the best of him. But he will get the best of other teams' pitchers moving forward. I'm confident of that.
It will average out, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to some better news then, at least, because on Wednesday, Ito was on the mound. Wait, it's not better news right away because he gave up a run in each of the first two innings. I think an Austin solo home run and then another, like an RBI single or something like that. But Oyama with his first RBI of the season in the bottom of the fourth. And then who else? Morishita with a two-run home run to give us the lead. Chikamoto with a solo home run for some insurance. And then Sato with an RBI for the dagger. That was a late one. It was a shallow right field RBI. And Guerra with the hold. Javi with the hold and Iwazaki with the save.
There we go.
So the nice thing about this game is all of the, you know, the media and everyone talks about like our cleanup, right? The 3, 4, 5 hitters are all first round draft picks. They all got RBIs in this game. And also our other first round draft pick, our leadoff guy also got an RBI. So I thought that was interesting, right? 4 first rounders in that lineup, all of them with RBIs in this game.
Let's keep it going, man.
Yeah, it was a well-played game. Unfortunately, we lost the rubber match on Thursday with Yuki Nishi on the mound. He was doing quite well until the sixth. And I feel like he was left in too long. And we're not doing the Okada corner, but he gave up three straight hits. And then he hit the next batter. So I think it was bases loaded, no outs. And then he'd already allowed one run. And then I think he got one out and then they swapped him out. They brought in Kirishiki and he was unable to get the job done. Again, it was bases loaded, one out, and two runs scored. So that really can't be helped.
Yeah, don't blame Kirishiki.
Yeah, the Tigers had quite a few scoring chances in this game. The only scoring we did was early in the game. It was kind of exciting. We took a 2-0 lead. Umino with an RBI single. And on that one, Sato tried to advance to third from first base, was called out. They replayed it. He was safe. And then Kinami with a G3, and Sato came charging home, and he was called out at the plate, and they reviewed it, and he was safe. That was pretty cool.
I love reviews.
Well, man, Okada's been on fire with the reviews so far.
Yep.
Right? The Omota home run, and then these two straight, and I think there was another one, and there might even be one or two more that I haven't mentioned, but yeah, he has been sharp with the reviews. Unfortunately, the team at this point is sitting with a 2-4 record, which is not great. Now, you and I both predicted 5-4 for this first stretch. Mm. And, you know, I look back on last season. Do you know how we did after the first 9 games? 5-3-1.
Oh, right. Okay.
So like 5-4 is not that bad, honestly, for this team. Unfortunately, we didn't get there. We went into Jingu and we ended up winning the first two games of the series, which was kind of nice. And that first one, man, what a barn burner on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
It reconfirmed for me how much I love the Hanshin Yakult games at Jingu. I don't know what it is. Like, I think it's just the short porch and our guys come out swinging and hit the ball so much better there. I mean, it's also that their pitching is atrocious. yeah, great game. So Tigers get a 2-0 lead. And immediately that was on a home run, 2-run home run by Sheldon, right?
No shell.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they came back with 2 straight runs. Again, this one of them was on an error, I believe. And then the other one was somewhere else. I can't really see all the details here. Oh, it was on a ground out to second. Anyways, it's 2-2. Then it's 3-2 the next inning. The Swallows take the lead. The Tigers tie it up in the top of the fifth. And then it's 5-3 because in the bottom of the seventh, they got a couple of runs. We pulled it within one in the top of the eighth, so things are looking more hopeful. Right. And then in the bottom of the eighth, we give up another run. And so we're heading to the top of the ninth with our backs against the wall.
Down one.
We got one more chance and we did it. Let's see. How should we start this? It was a walk and then a hit by Itohara, a pinch hit, and then a walk from Chikamoto, and then a bases loaded walk for Nakano, and then an RBI single for Morishita. And he hit the ball so hard that only one run scored on that. And so it's bases loaded again for Oyama with one out. And this is his second time having a golden opportunity and snuffed by a double play. So he hit into two double plays in this game. And actually, I should branch back. I think it was the game before when the Tigers lost 3-2 that Nakano hit into two double plays himself.
Yeah, we've been having the GIDB, GIDP bug.
Yes. It'll all even out, I believe. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, 6-6 now. We had a chance to get that run, go-ahead run, but we didn't. Fortunately for us, Zach Attack with a clean ninth, gave up a run and a hit, a walk and a hit, but no runs against, only 12 pitches, mind you. And the bottom, top of the 10th, Sato with the go-ahead home run, a solo shot, a huge blast, his first of the season. Finally. He snapped out of his slump, so finally. And then Guerra, as we said earlier in the show, Javi with his first career save, he also he allowed a hit, and actually that runner ended up making it all the way to third base, but no further, and that's all that matters.
Woohoo!
So 7-6 win. As I said, yeah, these games, I mean, the fans at Jingu get their money's worth. And I'll tell you this too, man, the attendance at Jingu is at least half Hanshin fans.
Oh, yeah.
And this is confirmed by my buddy who's a Yakult fan who goes to every game. He's got season tickets. And he said, yeah, it's about 50-50 when Hanshin comes to town. So no word of a lie. All right. Well, let's move into Saturday's game then, shall we? I should also say Aoyagi again looked pretty rough on Friday. He did not look like himself. I almost feel like he's a candidate for being farmed pretty early in this season.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately. Mixing for somebody else.
Maybe Mombets, who knows? Okay, so we got Otake on the mound for us on Saturday for his second start. As we know, he took the L in game two of the season. He gave up two runs in the bottom of the third, so the cult has a two-run lead. But we get it back in the top of the fourth. Chika with a solo home run, and then Oyama with an RBI single. Muscled it over first base for that second run. So it's 2-2. Stays that way for three more innings when Ukyo gets on base in the top of the seventh, and Sato again with the big bomb.
Terry bomb.
Yes. So it's 4-2 now for the Tigers, and they gave up one in the bottom of that inning. It was Okadome, struggled a little bit, but it doesn't matter because Yakult could not push the tying run across the plate. On this day, Guerra was the setup guy, and Zaki was the closer. They got it done much cleaner this time, actually. A total of 21 pitches to get through those six outs. No base runners.
There we go.
So we're looking for the sweep. As I said, I kind of already blew it. You know, if we'd gotten this third win in this series, we would have ended this stretch with a 5-4 record as we had predicted. Unfortunately, we lost this one 3-1. So Saiki on the mound, he gave up a home run to Osuna in the bottom of the first. After that, he was flawless. The Tigers only managed to get one run back. That was in the top of the third on a Chikamoto RBI triple. And even though there was one out and then he was on third base, we were unable to get him home to tie the game. And the Swallows got an insurance run in the bottom of the eighth. So 3-1 loss for our boys.
Yeah, we left the whole village on the base paths.
Yep. Yeah, they did us tons of favors. Like, their starter walked five guys. Yeah. So we should mention also that they did score that run in the eighth on an error from number eight.
Yeah.
So.
And also, I think worth pointing out that Okada chose to start Maiga Ukyo in right, and Sheldon in left, mm-hmm. and sit Morishita. And Ukyo did not. I mean, Ukyo was batting in the third spot, and he seemed to be a little bit tense, nervous, whatever. Whereas mm-hmm. Morishita came in to pinch hit at the end of the game, and he laced a double. So we're like, okay.
Like I said, I think Morishita is swinging the bat well. He's had a lot of bad luck, but when he does hit that ball, I mean, there's literally a huge impact.
Although I have to say, though, he's been tinkering around with the bat he uses, too. Mm-hmm. He's got one with yellow tape. He's got one with black tape. And it seems like it's different. And he's borrowed one from somebody else, too, I think. Oh, no, that's Sato. Never mind. But it's a different bat, like every other at-bat.
I didn't know that. Well, let's let him do what he thinks is best for him. And we'll do what we think is best for us, which is commenting on these Hanshin Tigers. Let's get into the hot topic.
Hanshin Tigers English News. Hanshin Tigers English News. Hanshin Tigers English News. Hanshin Tigers English News.
All right. Well, you know, I think we do this corner like every season because really early in the year, there's not a lot to talk about as far as hot topics other than just saying, hey, what are your first impressions of this 2024 Hanshin Tigers season? Now, let's kind of break things down a little bit once again in that our team has a 4-5 record. We are the defending champions of Japan. We did get shut out for those first 25 innings of the season. Right now, we've got a team batting average of 217, which is good for last place in the Central. We've got an ERA of 273, which is good for fifth place in the Central, believe it or not. And we have four errors, which is fourth, like third most. Keep in mind, we haven't played a Koshien yet.
That's right.
But
tomorrow, right?
Yes. But we also are leading the Central League by a long shot, leading NPB by a long shot in home runs. What? With nine.
Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. Can you name the nine? Like, we've gone through a lot of it in the recap, but.
Well, Chikamoto and Sato.
Uh-huh. And Morishita.
And Morishita have the multiples.
Yep.
We also got Obata has one.
Yep.
Noisy has one.
Yep.
I don't remember. I got to look it up.
Number eight. I mean, eighth hitter.
Kinami has one.
Yes. Correct. There you go. And stolen bases, it's Chico with one, Noisy with one, and I don't know the other two.
Actually, Chikamoto with two, it looks like.
There you go.
And Shimada had one.
Ah, okay. There you have it. Okay. So then, what do you think? Let's go through this then. What do you think is going well for the team so far? What have you seen that you've liked, just generally speaking?
So when we've had the glimpses of what worked so well last year, is like Kinami gets on, then the pitcher bunts him over and the top of the lineup brings him home. I mean, that's like, you know, gold right there. Whenever you get that, it's a huge bonus. Chikamoto has been pulling his weight, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think he already has two or maybe three triples on the year, plus two home runs. I mean, that's just sick.
Yeah, his slugging is way up there. Although right now, it's 600. His slugging is 600, so his OPS is 900.
Leading the Central in slugging.
Sorry, his OPS is 990.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty filthy.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
so those things are going well.
He does have one error on the season, which is a bit of a surprise. And that one really hurt. It actually resulted in a run. And that's something I don't want to jump ahead to what's not going well, but let's just talk about it because we're on the topic. Last year, I felt like many of our errors did not result in runs against. This year already, I think it's happened like on all four of the errors.
And I think what Okada used to say was, it's okay to make errors if you're attacking.
Yeah.
Attacking as in attacking the ball, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're kind of like trying to be defensive to prevent errors and making those errors, it's not as good. And it seems like we're making more of those than not.
Right, right. So, okay, back to what's going well. You were saying Chikamoto and the whole, you know, him bringing in runs that, you know, for guys that were on base from the bottom of the order. I mean, it did happen that last game where he hit an RBI triple and Kinami was on base. Yeah.
Yeah. And in terms of what's going well, at least the last two of the last three games, Sato was hitting dingers. And it, you know, he has the potential. Okada has said this before. Sato has the potential to be like the super stud that's 40 homers plus or just a regular guy that hits like 20 homers.
Right.
And we're not sure which Sato is the real Sato just yet.
I'm curious to see which one it'll be, but I will say this, now that we're on the note of home runs, I mean, it's not just that we're leading the league in home runs, but did you notice during the recaps that a lot of them came in very important situations?
Yeah, this is a good thing. That's going well.
Amazing thing. And, you know, like the play-by-play guys always say this, and I suppose it's stating the obvious, but pitchers know, right? They're like, okay, the last thing I want to do in this situation is give up that home run ball. I don't want to throw something in the zone that they might be able to hit out of the park.
Yeah.
And yet that's happened. So let me explain a little bit maybe of my theory of why this has happened and maybe even why the Tigers are leading the league in home runs.
I'd love to hear it.
I don't know if I'm right on this or not, but I remember like at the start of the year, near the start of the year, one of the kind of expert guys said, you know what, it's not going to be as easy for the Tigers to lead the league in walks this year because pitchers are going to be onto them. And I don't know if you noticed this, but a lot of at-bats, the Tigers are starting like down 0-2 or 1-2. They're behind in the count a lot.
Yes. I'm trying to remember which game it was, though, but the Tigers knew that they were up against a pitcher with good control, and they started swinging early.
Yeah.
And like first strike, because you weren't going to get that many, the first mistake strike, I guess, then.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not working the count like they used to last year for the most part.
Right.
So they're changing their approach to match the change in the approach that they're facing.
That said, yeah, you know, some of our guys are still walking quite a bit and even walking more than they are striking out. So like Chikamoto has more walks than strikeouts. Nakano has more walks than strikeouts. Noisy has more walks than strikeouts. So they still are getting those walks in, but so just to finish up my thought, and I mean, it's kind of completed by you as well, just it's kind of this game of cat and mouse, right? Where other teams' pitchers are onto them. Hey, we got to get ahead in the count if we throw strikes. And if they keep looking at pitches the way they did last year, we can really put them behind in the count. And our guys have kind of flipped that and said, okay, well, if that's going to be your approach, and if you're going to be pounding the strike zone, then we're going to be pounding the ball. And I think that's what's happened.
Yeah, cool stuff.
Yeah. Okay, anything else that you think has been going really well? We kind of alluded to this earlier, so I'll say this, and then I'll let you jump in with something else if you have. But Okada making the decisions to make requests, but also his decisions, like, which game was it? There was one in which I think he sent three straight pinch hitters to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, he does that, right? Where he's just like, this is our chance. We got to go for that one run, or we need to, you know, the rally is now or never. And he doesn't hesitate to just put guys in. And he's pulled. I like that we have two capable catchers because he's pulled Sakamoto and Umeno for a pinch hitter, knowing that he's got a capable catcher to do to take duties in the eighth and ninth or whatever it might be.
Right. Yeah.
So I've been impressed with Okada despite our record being 4-5.
I agree. And you'll almost hear him relish the games where he gets to do stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, in his post-game interviews, sometimes it's like, you know, well, their pitch was too good. I couldn't do anything. But there are times when, like, they'll pull the starter and you got a new pitcher in, and he's like, okay, I was waiting for this to happen, and I'm going to send in my pinch hitters and do double switches and all this kind of stuff. And it's vintage Okada, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Definitely, definitely. Anything else that you like that you think has gone really well this year so far?
I think he's been a little bit different in the way he uses pitchers, right? It's like no three straight games of pitching mm-hmm. so far. We haven't had that many games, so you never know. But I think more so than last year, he is cognizant of relieving bullpen by committee rather than just the same three guys, 7, 8, 9.
Well, the nice thing is I think like we've got a capable enough bullpen that he doesn't have to say, well, these are the only three guys we can count on with a slim lead. Like we probably got like five guys at least in that bullpen that we can depend on.
Yeah, we can depend on Kajiya as we did yesterday, I guess, and Okadome and Shimamoto and
Kirishiki. And yeah.
Kirishiki.
I was curious as to what might happen if we had gotten the lead late in yesterday's game. Like, would he have still used Zaki or Javi? And then it would have been three straight games for them.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that one. It's unknowable.
Well, we'll know one of these days because the situation will come up at some point, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what do you think has really not gone so well for the Tigers so far? And you can point to particular players or particular games or whatever you want.
Our defense. And I love the guy. I don't want to put him on a spot or throw him under the bus, but mm-hmm. Sato hasn't looked sharp on D, man.
No, he definitely hasn't. And, you know, after that error yesterday, his response was just, Nenshushimasu, right? I'll practice. What you been doing since February 1, boy? I think you've been doing plenty of practicing. So it's got to, I don't know what it is. I really don't know.
Well,
focus.
So, I don't know if this is even accurate, but I follow him on Instagram, and he seemed to post a picture of, or a story of Itoi doing some kind of Running Man game or something on TV.
Yeah, that was last night. It was on TV last night. Yep.
Okay. So it seemed that he posted it after the game yesterday.
Well, that would make sense because the show was on from like 7 p.m.
Yeah, but my point is, should he be doing that kind of thing or being more focused on having lost the game than he was part of it?
Mm.
Should he be posting it on social media?
I get it. Like, yeah. he can do that because maybe that's his way of just getting his mind off of what's happened and, you know, like refocus from tomorrow or whatever. But right. Yeah, the message that he's sending by posting that on social media.
Don't put it on social media. Do it for yourself to unwind. Totally fine.
I think like that's almost a disease that our society has though. Like, well, I've got to do something with this. Like, I'm going to take a, you know, like Itoi is his senpai, right? They both went to Kindai.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's clearly some bromance going on there, which is fine. And maybe he feels like he has to publicize it, which I don't think he does. But this is, again, this is a kind of a social disease that our society has.
I'm not going to argue with you there.
Yeah. So defense, yes. I would say also, man, our number four, number five hitter. Well, Sato, by the way, got dropped to number six. We didn't mention this in the show, but I'm sure, Sanjay, you realize this. Yeah.
Yes.
He's been the number six hitter, but him and Oyama have been pretty atrocious so far. Oyama's got two RBI through nine games, just seven hits, one of which is an extra base hit, striking out 13 times and walking three times. So his approach, whatever it was last year that earned him 99 walks, so far has not been working for him this year.
Yeah, and he's had his more – so he gets his hits when it doesn't count as much, and he doesn't get them when you really want him to.
Right,
that's
yeah.
That's the point he's doing, yeah.
As we said, was it yesterday he hit into two double plays, or was it day before, one of those?
Yeah.
So, yeah, let me just actually look at how we're doing for grounding into double plays. Nakano with two, Oyama with two, Noisy with one – and Otake with one. I think that was on a failed bunt.
Yeah.
So that's good. Like, some of our guys don't have any, which is great. And actually the leader is Hosokawa for the Dragons has got four already in nine games. That's awful.
Wow. Every other game.
We talk about pace there. He's on pace for like 60. All right. What have you thought of the batting order? And especially now that we've talked about Sato being moved into the sixth spot, you got an opinion on that or the whole batting order as a whole?
Yeah, I'm actually okay with Sato batting number six.
Mm-hmm.
Leave him there until he is so hot, you got to lift him back up to five.
Mm.
And I kind of feel like you got to leave Morishita in three. Like,
yeah.
Who else?
Yeah, exactly. So up until now, other than yesterday's game, like we've been platooning basically, like Obata has gotten one or two starts at short, but it's been mostly Kinami. And then Noisy and Ukyo have been kind of sharing time in left, but the rest of it's mostly remained untouched, right? Like Chika's been in center batting first and Nakano's been at second base batting second. Oyama has been in the cleanup spot at first base the whole year. Mm-hmm. And then, oh yeah, I guess catcher as well, right? Like Sakamoto.
Catcher,
and
yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, we did have some issues with run production. We are having issues with batting average. We are having issues with average with runners in scoring position. And, you know, I feel like that's another thing that should even itself out. Like it's not necessarily a matter of our team all of a sudden not knowing how to hit in those situations. We have had some bad luck. Like we talked about the double play on the Morishita hit and then the hard hit balls that have ended up being double plays for Oyama and stuff like that. So it'll even out, I hope.
Yeah, it will.
Thoughts on the rotation? I already mentioned about Aoyagi and how I feel like he might be the first guy sent down if he doesn't do well this Friday in Nagoya. But any other thoughts on the starting six?
So again, you mentioned it previously, Nishi, they left him in too long. I don't think he's a sixth inning guy anymore. Mm-hmm. I think you treat him like Shimoyanagi was, in his final years. It's like, you give us 5 innings, we'll take the rest from there with a bullpen.
Yeah. Yeah. I can agree with that. I could definitely jive with that if that's what we did. How about Otake? He hasn't been as sharp as he was last year, especially this is a guy that going into Interleague, I think last year had an ERA of like 0.45 or something crazy like that. I didn't expect that. And he's done okay in his two outings. He hasn't been amazing, but I think he's fallen off a little bit.
I mean, I kind of think we both agreed that this year Otake was not going to be able to repeat what he did last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was kind of an outlier.
Yeah.
So this is kind of reversion to the mean a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to be horrible. And he still has the deceptive delivery, I guess, where you can't tell what's coming when, where, and at what speed.
Right.
So he's going to get his, W's. But it ain't going to be 12-2.
No, it won't be. If he reaches 10 wins, I'll be happy. Psyche, I think, is the guy that has impressed me so far. Even though we haven't seen his best yet, he's still managed, in spite of that, to go 12 innings, I think, and allowing 2 runs, or 13 innings and 2 runs in his first 2 starts. Not too bad.
Yeah, but his potential is so much higher.
Yeah.
I mean, that first game where he pitched 6 innings and held him to 0, he was walking the tightrope the whole time. He had runners on, and it was long innings, but he's managed to grind through it. And the most recent game, I saw that he kept missing high on his pitches, including the one that Osuna hit for a home run. It was like, that was not where the catcher wanted the ball. And so he's not 100% right, it seems to me. I hope he fixes whatever it is that's quirking on him.
But 80% psyche is still better than most pitchers in the league. So
true.
I'm pretty impressed, as I said, with just what he's been able to do, despite the fact that we haven't seen his best games. The other two that we haven't talked about, they've only had 1 start each, so it's kind of hard to cast any sort of judgment or give any impressions. But Murakami only lasting 3 innings, as we said earlier, and then Ito gave up a run in each of the first 2 innings of his start, and then after that he was fine. He went 7 innings, I think, 2 runs against, which is kind of par for the course for him with the Bay Stars.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I like that. I was a little bit worried, you read articles and the media is so good here at picking up these stats or these, looking at the past. And, in this case, they're saying, well, Ito's career record against the Bay Stars in, domed stadiums or whatever, they give some dumb
stats. On Tuesdays.
Yeah. And I was like, don't do that, because this is going to, whatever he does today or, in this game is going to screw with that total. But he actually kept, doing well against the Bay Stars, which I thought was really impressive.
Right. And he gets a Tuesday start, right?
Wednesday.
Murakami.
Oh, Murakami. Yeah, Murakami is Tuesday and Ito is Wednesday. Yeah.
Ito's Wednesday, right.
Yeah. Bullpen, what have you thought so far? We have had a couple of hiccups, and I'm pointing my fingers especially at Ishii and Hamachi. Any thoughts on those guys? I mean, Okadome gave up a run as well, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so Ishii looked not good in his last preseason performance, and then he backed it up with a not good outing in the game, in the regular games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if maybe he needs some time to figure it out and let some of the younger bucks come on up.
Yeah, I mean, well, he is. He's down on the farm, I believe. So
Right.
That has already been determined. But yeah, Mombetsu and Ishii are the two that got sent down from the top squad.
Yeah, but Mombetsu is being sent down for good reasons, not bad.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly. He went 3 shutout innings during his time on the top squad. Some of the other guys, like Urushihara, who we got from the Buffaloes in the active players draft, has been fine. Who else? Iwazaki and Guerra, of course, have been flawless. Hamachi, I didn't like that home run he gave up, but that seems to be kind of par for the course. Man, Shimamoto continues to impress, though.
Yeah, he's got a 0.002.
And he is coming in as the fireman so many times. He's got 4 mounds. Well, actually, he's pitched 4 1/3 innings, so I guess he's not just getting one out. I think the one time, though, he did. I think he struck out Murakami when we really needed him to.
Yeah.
So
I don't have the stats in front of me. I think we've done well against Murakami.
Against Murakami, yes. I mean, it's interesting. He was one I was worried about because, you know, the broadcasters kept saying, oh, he hasn't hit a home run yet this year. And, you know, when is he going to hit his first home run? And I was like, please don't let it be against us. And it wasn't. So that's good. And then Watarai for the Bay Stars, right? He hit home runs in his first two games of his career. Mm-hmm. And then we basically, he got one single in the first game against us, and then he was hitless the rest of the way. So that was kind of nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we can't shut them all down, but it's good if we can, you know, cool off their big engines. So that's what we've been successful in doing. Okay, how about then? We talked about managerial decisions, base running, defense we've talked about as well. Any other big thoughts about the Hanshin Tigers so far?
I think the sooner we get to playing like within ourselves, the better. You know, Okada, I was saying, 普通なことを普通にやればいい, like do the ordinary things ordinarily.
And we'll be fine. Yeah.
I think that's really where we're at.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, part of that is defense and making sure that they tighten up. And as I said earlier, I'm just kind of looking at the stats so I can share this with everybody. The team has allowed 31 runs so far on the season through 9 games, which is not too bad. 24 of them earned, which means 7 unearned runs in 9 games. So that's going to, I mean, I'm not going to point fingers at any one player or any one error, but you got to think that those 4 errors accounting for 7 runs, that's going to make a difference in our team record.
Yeah, for sure.
So we got to tighten it up. I know Chikamoto's error was kind of an aberration. Like, it doesn't happen very often. Sato, though, like last year he committed 20 errors. He's already got 2 this year through 9 games. I'm starting to think, what if we put him in the outfield?
Put him in right field, and then what do you do with Morishita or Maegawa or whoever is going to be out there normally?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like Ukyo would have to be riding the pine, right? And we'd have to find somebody to play some decent third base then. So who would that be? So I mean, it's a tough one. It really is. But well, all that is...
I was going to say, sorry, the Chikamoto error, though, I actually watched the video today. I didn't watch it in real time. I bet it was a super knuckleball.
Mm.
It wasn't because he was not paying attention or being flippant or anything.
No.
But when a hard hit ball comes at you and it's not spinning, it could be tough to handle.
Yes.
I bet that's what happened.
True. Well, I don't expect him to make any more than like maybe 1 more error or 2 this year. So I'm not too worried about that for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's jump into some predictions, shall we?
What's going to happen with the record going to be? What's going to happen with the record going to be? What's going to happen with the record going to be? What's going to happen with the record going to be?
See the future? Yes, they can. Check it out. H10 predictions. See the future? Yes, they can. Check it out. H10 predictions.
What's going to happen with the record going to be?
Sanjay, as you know, we are doing our Koshien opener tomorrow. We got a 3-game set against the Hiroshima Carp. Just a heads up on them. They spent the weekend against the Dragons in their home ballpark. 3 games, no runs. So we get to host them, but then we have to face the Dragons, the same 3 starting pitchers that shut out the Carp for 3 straight games we'll be facing at Vantoline Dome. I don't like the prospects of that. Then we host the Giants for 3 at Koshien, and then we face the Dragons again, this time at Koshien. So we get those same Friday, Saturday, Sunday pitchers of theirs. I know that Yanagi is one of them. Wakui is the other, and Mejia is the third. We are historically pretty good against Wakui, but and Yanagi, it depends. Sometimes we do really well, sometimes terrible. And Mejia, we have yet to figure out. So, can we try and figure out what type of record we can expect the team to have during these next 12 days, 12 games, assuming that we play all 12.
Ooh, I guess that's a legit question, huh? Because of, is it rainy season yet?
No, it's not rainy season yet. I know it's raining today. It's supposed to rain until tomorrow around noon. So we will get the game in tomorrow, it seems, but it's going to be a cold one.
Ooh, okay. Sorry, so we're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4 series?
Yes.
Okay. Here's my prediction for you. 7-5.
7-5. All right. Sounds good. If we do, that would put us at 11-10 by the time we talk next. I'm going to go a little bit better than that. I'm going to assume that somehow we cool off the Dragons. We can also beat the Carp quite comfortably because it's the Carp and they're struggling badly. And I think we'll be able to take at least 2 out of 3 from the Giants just to get even. We're facing the back end of the rotation. So I'm going to say 8-4.
Okay, I was going to go with 8-4, and then I thought, no, let's just temper it a little bit. So I went 7-5.
Well, you tone down all you want, but I am going to hold my defending champion, Hanshin Tigers, to a higher standard. How do you like that?
Hear, hear.
Right. Well, Sanjay, I think it's time to land this plane. So while all of you fine folk wait for our next episode, why don't you stay up to date on the Tigers through H10? And the first two of these are not necessarily related to the Tigers exclusively or team news or anything, but we are on Patreon and Substack. Those are good places to check out some of T-Ray's work. Of course, the website, X, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and I even started a TikTok. I just haven't really done much there because I don't know what I'm doing, but I just might if anyone gives me a hand with that. All those details are in the show notes. Special thanks to Infraction for the theme music and Show for mixing the pod for us. We'll catch you all next time on Hanshin Tigers English News. Arenpa!
Arenpa!